Hi, I'm Dr. Henry Black. I'm a clinical professor of internal medicine at the Langone New York University School of Medicine, former president of the American Society of Hypertension. I'm here with my friend, colleague, and classmate, Dr. Bob Vogel. Bob?
Henry, it's nice to be with you. As you know, now I'm at the University of Colorado in Denver, where we're doing work on diet, doing work on lipid reduction, and have been surprised by the TAC trial.
Tell me about the TAC trial. I'm surprised that anybody even bothered to check it out. It seemed like a fringe idea.
Having been part of the original committee that helped set up the trial, I can tell you that the original intent was to put this form of therapy to bed.
What was the therapy? EDTA infusions?
Well, it's EDTA infusions, 40 in this particular trial, plus vitamins.
What kind of vitamins?
They're the usual antioxidant vitamins that, for most of us, have been shown to be ineffective.
So people were taking vitamins and getting injections that were placebo versus injections that had EDTA?
Yes, over 5 years. It's a 1,700-patient trial.
So this is a fairly standard trial?
Yes, with a composite endpoint.
What was in the endpoint?
There was death, myocardial infarction, and stroke.
Now, you say it was surprising in that it actually had a positive outcome. What were the statistics there?
There were multiple looks, so they had to meet a 0.036 p-value.
So not 0.05?
No. Actually, the trial had an 18% reduction treatment compared to placebo, and it was 0.035, so it just met it.
Now, one of the, I guess, issues with when we do clinical trials is we decide at the beginning what our endpoint's going to be, what our subgroups are going to be, how many times we look at the data. And every time we look, we so-called sacrifice alpha, which is an interesting
idea. Yes, and that was accounted for in this trial because they had to tighten up the p-value for statistical significance.
So were there any subgroups that were predetermined that turned out good?
Not statistically, but the composite endpoint barely met statistical significance. So we're left with our intent to disprove what we consider a fringe treatment, but it didn't come out that way. It actually was statistically significant, which means that we're probably going to have another trial.
Now, how would this translate into clinical practice, do you think?
Well, this shouldn't change anybody's feeling about chelation therapy. The benefit was not enough to take all our post-MI patients and put them on this form of therapy. But it, on the other hand, it didn't disprove it either.
Now, diabetics apparently look better as a subgroup than non-diabetics.
Yes, for reasons that we just don't know.
Don't make any sense. Were there any adverse events to speak of?
There was one case of hypocalcemia, which one might expect with of course, EDTA therapy, but it wasn't terribly harmful.
So is this another treatment we can offer post-MI patients or high-risk patients or something that we should lobby for more trials?
No. I think we probably deserve another trial, but this is not going to become mainstream treatment based upon this one.
So I'm not going to have to go out and buy some EDTA.
No, I think you're okay.
Okay. Thanks very much, Bob.
You're welcome.